No.
No.
No. No. No.
No.
No. No.
Okay, first. I cut my hair. Yes, I cut my hair. So, I just got tired of it. Oh my goodness. I just got tired of it. I wanted to restart it. Start it the right way.
Yeah.
So,
I agree.
I cut it. And I went back to my lipstick, my pre-COVID having to wear a mask and cover up your lips lipstick. I'm very happy with it because I've always loved my lipstick and I had to stop wearing it because of the stupid masks.
Yeah, it just rubs off.
That are back. Even though we're vaxxed.
Yeah, we're vaccinated, but
still have our masks.
We don't play.
So anyway, that's number one. Number two, something that I haven't done in a while. Shout outs.
Yes.
Which is crazy because I'm shouting myself out this time and I should have done it the last time we recorded.
Yes.
So I make candles and concrete vessels for the candles and for candle holders and for plants. Jotty candles. I make wax melts. So, and this is one of the concrete vessels that can also be a planter. I also have these cute little owls that everyone seems to love. I love them too. I think they're adorable.
Yes. Absolutely.
So you can have it as a candle, or you can get a hole in it and plant a small succulent or start a new plant in it.
Mm-hmm.
I also have the snake tea light holder, which is another favorite. And quite a few things. So these are just some of them, just to show you what I do and what I make. You can go to jaddicandles.com and you'll find me on there. You'll find some of my stuff. If you don't find it there, you can definitely hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok.
Yeah.
Where else?
I think that's those are the main ones.
Yeah. Find us and let me know what you want, and I'll see if I have it. All right. So.
All right.
What was her drink?
Bailey's on ice.
Yes.
Jeez.
Because it's just that good.
It's simple.
Yes.
You don't need to do anything to it.
No.
It's just creamy, cocoa-y,
delicious.
Sweet.
Delicious.
You could tell there's booze in it because you could feel it after a while.
Just
throw it on some ice. Mm-hmm. Throw it on some ice in a glass.
Yes. I mean, a lot of people put it in their coffee.
I do.
Which is good that way, too.
Irish cream.
Yeah. But just throw it over some ice,
yes,
and you're having a good time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. So now we're going to take a quick break,
mm-hmm,
and talk about this movie.
No.
We have to talk about the movie.
No.
But that's why we're here.
No.
We have to talk about the movie.
Fine.
We'll be right back.
We're back.
We're back.
And good grief. God.
This movie is bad.
We're going to make a couple of comparisons, but we're going to tell you right off the bat, it was Birdemic worse.
Yeah, definitely worse than Birdemic.
If you heard our review of Birdemic, yeah, multiply this thing by about 50.
I mean, because I think they were trying to do like a Sharknado thing. But with Sharknado, you have to have the star power. You can't just throw out something and think that it's going to be hilariously bad. this was just bad. I mean, there were some parts where we laughed because it was just absurdly stupid. Like,
asinine.
Yeah. By less than 5 minutes, we were pissed. We were pretty pissed because this movie was that bad. All right. So what are we talking about?
2018, 1 hour, 22 minutes of a shit show called Cicada.
It was only 1 hour and 22 minutes.
The way we watched it, it lasted
felt like
three.
Forever.
Felt like 3 hours the way we were watching it. Brother, it's classified as a comedy. No, it's not.
I mean,
it's funny that it got 4.2 out of 10. That's called being generous.
Yeah, very generous.
So the premise of Cicada with an exclamation point, and yes, I do have to preface this. There are a few movies out with the name Cicada. There's a number of things out with Cicada. It was kind of hard for us to find this movie, but I lucked out. I was able to get it. And I was able to play it on the on the TV by way of my phone and having it Chromecasted to it.
But it's on Tubi.
Yeah.
We just couldn't find it on Tubi.
It was
weird.
It's challenging. But if you have Tubi on your phone and you're able to find a movie through that, good. Just do it that way.
Yeah.
Throw it onto your TV if it's capable of handling that. And there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to smart TVs.
You gonna start your shout outs?
I might as well. Shit. Considering how this movie is, I'm going to be shouting out a whole lot of shit. The premise is four friends band together to defend Los Angeles from a swarm of giant bloodthirsty cicadas. Okay, so you know what? Four friends, that's a bit of a damn stretch. You got a washed up baseball player, a bar owner, a stripper that's a girlfriend to the washed up baseball player, and a nerd.
A nerd that just happened to show up.
How the fuck is he a friend?
Yeah.
How did that happen? So another thing, I'm trying to get the cast up for this movie. There's like 55 of these people in here.
And half of them don't even have names. Most of them don't have character names.
Cicada, victim, police officer, dancer.
Yeah.
Jesus. Whole lot of them. Religious fanatic. Tinfoil. Oh,
Graham Mackey. Oh, the tinfoil guy.
Yeah, Graham Mackey.
Okay.
That's fine. Graham Mackey.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Ryan Kent. Gee whiz. David Bean and Bo Crawford. Look, I'm not going to run down 55 names.
Mm-mm.
You're getting four. Nope. You're getting five. One, two, three. No, wait.
I think that was four.
I don't care. I can't count. I can't count after this movie.
Oh, gosh.
Shit.
All right. So, we start off, for some reason, in L.A. I don't know why all this stuff is happening in L.A., but I guess it's better than happening in New York like it always happens in New York.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Especially that shit show that we watched with that New York BS.
The Ice Age.
Oh. God,
what was it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It was horrible.
It was bad.
It doesn't matter what it is.
We watched it a
years
few,
ago.
It wasn't years.
It was eons.
A few movies ago. Anyway, so we're in the park. People are walking and jogging and, you know, doing whatever things they do in the park. And there's a mom with her son. At first, I couldn't tell if this was a male or a female that she was with. And I was like, hey, they're already being progressive in this movie. This child is non-binary.
2018. Fine. Hey, it's 2018. This movie came out. So, yeah, it's right around the right time to do that.
So, I guess.
Hey, sign of the times.
But later on, we find out that the child is a male. With her teen child, and she's giving out these flyers. She's like basically throwing them at people saying, save the trees because the cicadas are endangered. And there's all these cicadas around.
Cicadas are fucking.
No, wait. The CGI.
The CGI is horrible.
It's the worst.
It's worse than Birdemic. It's the worst
CGI I've seen.
It's
so bad.
It's just no.
It's really bad.
Absolutely no.
So, anyway, they switch over to this coach and this kid.
Johnny.
Yeah, little Johnny. So the coach is practicing with the kid, and the coach is a serious asshole. He's berating the kid and telling him that he's stupid, all different kinds of stuff. Like, just not a way that you would talk to any kid. I don't care who it is.
Look here. You're supposed to be coaching, inspiring, motivating.
Yeah.
A young man who may very well take this sport and become something.
Yeah.
And you're going to be a dick.
Yeah.
To all the coaches out there, don't be a dick. You be a dick, you're going to get a bat on one.
Don't be a dick. So he tells Johnny, eventually he tells Johnny that, because Johnny says he doesn't want to hit the ball because he's afraid. So he tells Johnny that fear is going to be a big part of his life, and he needs to make sure he swings that bat like his life depends on it.
Never take your eye off the ball.
Right. So then we see two people working on the lawn. There is this older black guy and this young white kid, and the younger kid is like, he really doesn't want to be there, and he's just being annoying. So,
and the acting is terrible.
The acting is very terrible.
Oh, you missed the best part about little Johnny when he hit the ball.
Wait, no, he didn't hit the ball yet.
Not yet, really? I mean,
no.
I don't know. I mean, my notes say otherwise, but I'll go with yours.
No, wait. So then they're sitting there trying to put fertilizer on the grass.
Right, right.
And the older guy opens the bag of fertilizer, and this green stuff gets all over his face, and he's coughing. And then he tells the younger guy to go start spreading the fertilizer while he has some water. So the older guy drinks some water. All of a sudden,
this is where you know the movie is going to be a total clusterfuck.
All of a sudden, he starts shaking. His starts foaming at the mouth. And then his head explodes.
Anyone that's a landscaper, can you explain to me how...
What kind of stuff are you putting on the grass that's going to make your head explode?
Does it make your head explode?
Oh, and this was supposed to be happening in 2001. Just, yeah. So this is a flashback. And all this stuff is happening. So
okay, so yeah, by that mathematic, Johnny is the age that he is. That's about...
Yeah, exactly.
You said what year?
It was supposed to happen in 2001.
So and then, 10 years later.
No, 17 no, I'm sorry, years. It was 17.
All right, 17.
Cicadas are 17-year bugs.
Oh, my God. So 17 to 17 plus whatever age little Johnny is.
I guess he was supposed to be like 27. Because I would
that's think a rough little ass Johnny... That's a rough ass 27.
I would think little Johnny was like 10, 11 maybe at the time.
Yeah, but that's still... Either way...
He was rough looking.
He was just a rough looking...
So then...
Dude.
So but, now the guy, his head explodes. There's an eyeball. And it's all a huge mess. Nothing happens. Nobody says anything. There's no screaming.
The black man died by himself.
And nobody sees a thing. So then we go back to little Johnny and the coach. And little Johnny hits the ball and it goes soaring away.
And he's rounding the bases.
Yes.
Yay, fuck yeah!
Yeah. So then...
Boy!
He's about to go... So then we see a truck going around spreading the fertilizer. Mm. And you see a cicada in the tree. And you see, I guess, the green smoke is supposed to be the fertilizer affecting the cicada.
Again, landscapers, how does it affect bugs? Well, how does fertilizer affect bugs?
It does affect bugs, just not in this way. I mean, I would hope not anyway. What fertilizer do y'all have that's going to make bugs try and eat people?
That's what I want to know. Need some of that.
No, we don't. We don't want that. No. No, we don't. So then Johnny hits another ball. He's rounding the bases again. The affected cicada comes flying over and stabs Coach in the neck. Coach slaps it, but then he falls over. So Johnny finishes rounding the bases. He sees Coach on the ground. He goes running over there. He starts shaking him. Shake it off. Shake it off.
Come on, get up.
And then, his hand starts and stuff starts pouring out of his face.
He is gross.
Yeah. And then his head pops off.
What?
And Johnny goes, no.
It was the worst shit I've ever seen. That little boy, bless his heart for acting, but goddamn, your acting chops, my son.
Mm.
Your acting chops, they need some work, my friend.
Then the credits start rolling. And this is when, all of a sudden, the cicadas are in the trees.
Fucking.
Screwing.
No, not and going, screwing is fucking.
And going. The noises they were making in the trees. Oh, God.
I need bug experts.
No.
Because I need to know, when the cicadas are fucking, do they make a noise? Because I heard turtles fucking. And I know turtles make noises.
There's a lot of things that make noise.
Do cicadas fucking make noise?
I mean, they make noise any other time, so why not?
Not do cicadas fucking make noise. Do cicadas fucking make noise? That's what I want to know.
They make
please
noise
someone
any other
tell
time?
Me if you got a sound bite of
oh
that
my
shit.
Goodness.
Please hand it over.
We don't need to hear it. We don't.
I do.
So anyway,
send it to me personally.
This is all the opening credits. The cicadas having sex in the trees.
Burrowing into the ground.
Yes. And then we see little Johnny is growing up. He's becoming a big baseball star.
Johnny Bash.
Yes, his name is Johnny Bash. And they're like, oh, this rookie, he's a great player. And he's doing so great. And then you see his demise because he's getting drunk. He's getting arrested for what looks like he's getting arrested for public intoxication.
Drunk and disorderly.
Or,
right.
Yeah.
Right, something like
and that. And so the cop is grabbing him. And he's like, don't you know who I am? And he tries to headbutt the cop. And so the cop takes the butt of his gun and conks him upside the head. And it's like,
what the? What kind of bullshit pistol whip is this? What the fuck are you doing, officer? You're supposed to smack him with the barrel.
You don't do either.
You're supposed, if you're going to pistol whip someone right, smack him with the barrel, not with the butt. Because if you hit him with the butt, you're going to accidentally pull the trigger and it's going to send a bullet up into the air and you don't know what you're going to hit. Smack him with the barrel. I've seen enough movies to know what a pistol whip is, and that's how you properly do it. Don't give me that look. You know I'm right.
How many people have you pistol whipped?
None. Unless it's in a game. But other than that, none. And while Officer Doolittle is arresting Johnny Bash, the worst green screen in the history of cinema is apparent.
Oh my gosh.
It is horrible.
The whole thing has horrible green screen. I mean, there's just so many parts that's really bad.
Ooh, buckle up, boys and girls. It's going to get worse.
Yeah. So then.
And we're what? Like 5 minutes into the movie right now?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
That's about it. So then we're at present day. And Johnny's at the mechanics. And the mechanic is telling him that his car is a hunk of junk. It's a Japanese car, and he should have gotten an American car.
Three words, Chevrolet.
Yeah.
No, that's exactly what he says. No, stupid. It's one word, three syllables.
He knows what he was saying.
He didn't know shit. Anyway, he knows how to fix a car. He don't know how to pronounce
shit. So he was trying to tell Johnny, because Johnny was like, hey, you know, can we make some kind of deal? And the mechanic said, no, we did that before. This time it needs to be cash up front. And so Johnny was like, he'll just take his car. Well, first he was trying to sell him. He was trying to see if he could make a deal with one of his old baseball cards.
It was all bent up at the edges. Yeah. It didn't look brand new. Didn't look like it was in pristine condition.
Yeah.
I collect baseball cards. I collect cards, period.
Yeah.
If it's a decent looking card, I'm going to make sure I take care of it.
Yeah. But this card was beat up.
Like, he pulled it out of his drawers.
So he said, he was like, I'm not taking that card. Mm-hmm. You know, I know who you are. You're all washed up. That card basically is meaningless.
Yeah.
So Johnny goes to try and drive away, and his car is like basically conking out on him as he's driving along. And so he goes, oh, we turn to another scene. And now we're at a strip club.
Because titties.
Yes. Because the first thing you see.
Titties.
Yeah.
Teeny titties. Tater tot titties.
Oh, my gosh. So the first thing you see is boobs. And the lady is dancing. And there's only two guys in this whole club. And they're throwing money. And they're all excited.
Some fake ass making it rain with singles. Yes. Well, I mean, it's a strip club, you're going to be tossing singles.
You make it rain with singles. But, yeah, it was bad. It was bad acting. Everything was bad acting.
Awful.
So then he goes away. And the DJ is like, oh, the next girl, you've seen her on House. Here comes Candy. So like, Candy comes out.
I'm looking at this girl like, who the fuck is this?
Well, of course you didn't see her on House.
I watched House. I don't know who the fuck that is.
So not Candy in this fictional comes world. And she is dancing, and she looks like she does not want to be there. So she's dancing around. The guy is like, here, pay, you know, come over here. I got this for you. And I'm holding this last one for you. And he's holding it near his crotch. And he's trying to rub money on her. And he's like, I got 20 of these for you to go outside with me. And she punches him in the dick.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And yes, shout out to the strippers that have to put up with this bullshit. Mm-hmm. Like, honestly. I mean, no joke, no kidding. Like, I understand the profession that you're taking and what you do, and your reasons are your own. I'm not going to squash on that, but honestly, when you have dickheads, dumb ass fucks like that, please punch them in the dick. Yeah. And you got that big ass security guard. I've seen a few.
Yeah.
Make sure security guard knows to kick his little ass out.
Absolutely. Fuck him.
Not in that way, but fuck him.
So he starts to leave. Candy walks off. Mm. And another girl comes out. The first thing she does is rip her shirt off. So Candy is leaving the club. Mm. There's two people outside, the bouncer and another dancer.
Yeah.
They're outside and they're talking. And they're like, I'll see you tomorrow, Candy. And Candy's like, no. No, she said Cindy. She called her real name. She called her Cindy.
Right, right.
She said, I'll see you tomorrow, Cindy. And Cindy was like, no, you won't. And so she gets in the car.
Little did she know how right she was.
I know. So she gets in the car with Johnny. And they start arguing.
Oh, and I do want to preface that Johnny's voice is raspy as hell. It's raspy.
It's not just that it's raspy.
It sounds canned.
Yeah.
Or some sort of, I don't know what the fuck, but it sounds something like this.
It's worse than, it's not even that.
It was even worse than that?
Yeah.
His voice is really bad. I can't even mimic it. And no. Usually I'm good at mimicking things, but that one.
Yeah, it was bad.
That's hard. That's hard for me.
So they're arguing because Johnny's not looking for a job. He's like, I'm not going to work somewhere for $10 an hour.
Better get that $10 an hour job.
And
that's
so
what I started with.
She says, oh, so you're just going to put your girlfriend out there stripping. And so he says, well, you know, you didn't have any problem when you were spending all my money trying to get hair and makeup and all these auditions, and you see where it got you.
Are you trying to say that your major league money ran out because of a lady?
Basically.
You a piece of shit, Johnny. You a dick.
Basically.
You a dick.
We'll be right back.
Hey, we're back.
We're back. I had to get a water break so I could stop sounding like Johnny Bash myself. Mm. Yeah. So, they were arguing in the car. And they go to drive off because they say they're going to go see Randy. They're going to go to Randy's bar and get a drink. So they go over to Randy's bar, which
it was a hole. If you ever heard of the phrase hole in a wall, this is a hole in the wall.
Oh my gosh. It was like somebody's half of a studio apartment. That's how big this place was. It was so small. And I want to say they were calling it Glory Hole. I'm almost positive that's what the sign on the wall said. Yes. Yeah. Yep.
You know what that is.
Yep.
I'm not even going to explain it.
So.
You know what that is.
When they get to... So when they get there, there's this drunk guy who comes out of the bathroom, and they're talking about how he's this smelly drunk.
I actually got a name for him. That's Smelly Bob.
Yeah, his name was Smelly Bob.
Smelly Bob.
And so they're kicking him out because they're talking about how smelly he was. So they kick him out. Then we cut to the teenager that was in the park before with his mother. Now he's older. He's an adult. And he still has a bow tie. So he's in the park. And he's taking pictures of stuff. And he turns around and he trips over this giant cicada that's almost as big as a toddler. It's huge. This thing is huge.
Yeah.
It's laying on the ground.
Yeah.
He trips over it, and he's screaming, and then he goes to stab it in the head with an ink pen that he has. And after he stabs it in the head, all these other cicadas start to emerge in the park. They're all giant. Some of them are coming out of the ground. Some of them were already in the trees. How did you not see them?
With the worst CGI and lazy writing.
This CGI, gosh.
I just hit the nail on the head with that one.
Yes, with both of them. CGI and lazy
writing.
Woo.
The laziest.
Lazy.
Like 1980s lazy.
It was worse.
God.
It was worse. The CGI... It's just bad. Like, I can't even explain how bad it was.
I'm about to straight up drink my Uncle Nearest out of the bottle. because we're revisiting this in this review.
It was that bad. So he's running with this thing. He picks it up like a football. And he's running to his car. And he throws it into the car. And it's all these cicadas. Like I said, they're all over the place. And he gets in the car and this guy starts walking by. And he just happens to stop next to the car. And a cicada comes and gets on the back of the guy's head and stabs him through the neck. And the guy dies. So then Nelson is, of course, freaking out in the car with the cicada. Yeah.
Nelson's the geek.
He's freaking out in the car with the cicada. He calls some girl, which we never got to meet. We only heard her voice.
It's kind of ironic, right? He's freaking out with the live cicadas, but he's not freaking out with the dead one that he killed.
I mean, the live one, the dead one's not killing people.
That little paper mache motherfucker, please. Oh, paper mache ass bug.
The dead ones aren't killing people. Yeah, they did look like big. They look like pinatas. They were bad. They were poorly made. So he's driving away, and we cut back to the bar for a minute, and we're in the bar. Johnny goes into the bathroom, and he asks for a Manhattan.
Yes, Manhattan.
So he wants a Manhattan. I forget what Cindy wants. So Randy starts making the drinks.
Yeah.
And he's doing this weird dance. And Cindy is loving it. So they're basically flirting while Johnny's in the bathroom.
Yeah.
So then we cut back to Nelson. He's driving down the street. People are getting killed by the cicadas. There's a car on fire all of a sudden that's driving down the street. That just appeared out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. We still don't know where it came from. And then he crashes.
Nelson?
Yeah, Nelson.
It was just all the cicadas and the cicadas were obstructing his view, which caused him to crash into a wall and a terrible looking airbag, which I believe was a hefty bag.
It was probably a pillowcase.
No, it was too shiny. Yeah, I noticed that it was shiny, so it had to be a trash bag.
Probably was. So that comes out. And he gets out of his car, still holding this dead cicada.
Running around with a damn dead cicada.
What the hell's wrong with that? And the drunk guy, Stinky Bob.
Yep.
Smelly Bob. He's digging in a trash can.
Eating.
Yeah. Then a cicada comes along.
Kills him. Bye bye, Smelly Bob.
Yeah.
You can stink up heaven.
So then we go back into the bar.
Johnny comes out the bathroom.
Yes, he gets his Manhattan.
Oh, are there? Wait. I got it. Yes. Gets his drinks. Asks about a cherry in his drink. And the bartender, what the hell was
Randy.
His name? Randy the bartender said, and I quote, "There's none left. I stole them all."
Yeah.
Welcome to the fourth wall break. He broke the fourth damn wall.
But yes, that was his line with a little wink. I stole them all.
You fucking pervert.
So then Nelson busts into the bar and he tells them to lock the door and lock the windows. And Johnny is like, get out of here. We don't want to hear what you're talking about. Mm. And he's telling them these giant cicadas are out killing people. And then they look out the window.
I I needed to sneeze.
God damn it.
I'm sorry.
God damn it.
I mean, you could cut that.
God damn it.
We might as well keep that in there.
No, we're not keeping the sneeze.
I had to. Oh, gosh. All right, so where were we? We were talking about...
Go back to the...
Oh, crap.
Yeah, so...
Okay. I'll leave it alone.
Oh, God.
Look. Human nature called. I had to sneeze and let one out on the other end. So that's how it works. That'll go to blooper reel.
Oh, God.
That's going to go. That's actually going to be good for TikTok.
No, it won't. Anyway. So, yeah, he looks at the camera and says...
I don't have any more. I stole them all.
Yeah.
Welcome to the fourth wall break. Damn, Randy. You were just waiting for your big ass moment to say that shit, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, good for you, buddy.
Yeah.
With your thick ass mustache and your full head of hair. Wish I had that. God damn.
So then Nelson comes running into the bar and he's still holding this cicada. And he tells them, close the windows, close the door, lock the doors. There's cicadas out there killing people. And Johnny is telling them, get out of my bar, get out of the bar, go back where you came from. We're not hearing that. And he says, you need to look outside, see what's going on. They just happen to open the window or open the curtains. And right outside, of course...
One dude,
yeah.
Two cicadas.
And the cicadas killed a guy right outside the window. And so Cindy's like, that guy just got killed. And they're trying to figure out what are these things. And so he turns the cicada around onto its back. And there's this very long...
phallic spear stabby thing.
Yes.
That these cicadas have.
Yeah. So, yeah, it looks like it's supposed to be...
their weapon.
Yeah, but it's very phallic-y. Let's just say that. And so they're talking about how this thing is huge. And at this time, I think Cindy and Randy already had one moment where they were trying to...
Well, Cindy definitely was trying to do something. Right?
Oh, no, that's when it happened. That's one of the times when they were doing something with the cicada. I think Nelson was digging into it to try and find wings because he was saying they fly or whatever.
Yeah, that was just plain crazy. And she did it. She did it. The W word that was spoken by Leslie. You know what to do, everybody. Time to take that drink.
Sorry. I'll try not to do it again. So, he was looking for the wings in the cicada. And Cindy vomited all over the floor. So, she went into the bathroom. Randy went and followed her. Mm-hmm. And... they were kind of mad because Johnny was basically being an ass. He wasn't being comforting to Cindy. And so Cindy started coming on to Randy a little more. And Randy's like, but, you know, that's my best friend.
Known him since we were kids. Yeah. And he may have slept with my girls. I'm not going to do it to him.
Right.
Randy is a good dude.
Right. But Cindy is really trying to get into Randy or trying to get Randy to get into her.
Bam.
Yeah. So then This movie is just long. How was it only an hour and 22 minutes?
I told you it was like 3 hours when we were watching it.
It's forever.
Yes, it is. So, of course, Bug breaks into the bar.
Yeah.
Oh, crap. Time to go.
Oh, my gosh.
Thankfully, Johnny killed it.
Yeah.
So this is where they start getting the escape plan going. This part is all screwed up. The first one is, well, Johnny got a baseball bat because he needed that. He gave Nelson a electric tennis racket bug zapper, which we actually have. I wish I could have grabbed this so we could show you what it looked like.
Cindy had a pool cue.
Randy. This motherfucker Randy. Let me explain what Randy did. I'm not going anywhere without our old grandpap.
Old grandpap.
O-L apostrophe G-R-A-N-D hyphen P-A-P.
And held it up like this.
Yeah, old grandpap. Grandpap. And he got a shotgun. And he cocked the damn thing, lost a bullet in the process.
Yeah.
What the fuck, Randy? You don't know how to use this shit.
Old grandpap.
I need me about an old grandpap.
Not old granddad.
No, the old granddad, I mean, they may sell old granddad.
They do.
Oh, shit, we're going to need
that. That's why he did old grandpap.
Oh, my God. I'm going to need about an old granddad.
You didn't know about old granddad?
I heard of it. I thought it was a myth. Oh, shit. Oops. I thought it was a myth. Oh, granddad. Oh, shit. Okay, yeah, next time we go to Delaware, we got to find a bottle of old granddad.
I've never had any.
Oh, my God. Neither have I.
You have. Obviously. You didn't even know I was real.
It's a myth. We're going to get a bottle of old granddad. You know what? Fuck it. The next movie that we're going to watch, we're going to review Old Granddad.
Yes. We'll review that one.
Because if that shit puts some hair on your chest.
It probably does.
And bass in your voice.
It probably does. Anyway. Yeah. All right. So back to this movie. Can you tell that we don't want to review this movie?
We don't.
It was bad.
Wait until we get a little further into this. You're going to hear some shit. You're going to hear some real shit. So apparently they get into the car fighting off cicadas.
Yeah.
They get in there. They speed off. And Nelson calls his friend, who was nothing but disrespectful and rude to him.
Yeah. She was very rude.
She was just really short and temperamental and all that. And Nelson is trying to warn her about these cicadas and to get to cover, get to safety. Next thing you know, cicadas got her. Cicadas killed her.
Yeah. She did. And then the phone
did the busy loses. Sound.
Yeah. It loses signal. How did the phone lose signal? Did the cicadas hang up the phone? Did they cut the wire? How did the phone lose signal?
These are some smart ass cicadas.
Obviously. There was another part where there was this old man who was in his van.
I knew there was something that I wanted to reference.
Yeah, there was this old man in this van, and it seemed like his wife kicked him out or something. Mm-hmm. So he was drinking beers, and he's watching this nature show about insects, of course. And he has a bug zapper on the side of his house.
And little itty bitty bugs are getting killed.
Right. Then all of a sudden you see this big bright light. And he's like, what is that? He goes outside and there's this giant cicada holding on to the bug zapper.
Getting lit up.
Yes.
And this is where we paused the movie and we were able to scale the damn thing.
Oh my gosh.
The guy had to have been about 5'10". This bug was from his head up to about where the bottom of his rib cage is. This is a big damn bug.
Yeah, it's like, pretty big.
Like that.
Yeah.
It was huge. Yeah. Like, shit.
It's a huge bug.
So he's like, you're getting fried like a motherfucker, aren't you? Yeah. Next thing you know, another cicada snuck up behind him and got him from the back.
Yes.
And that is not a pleasant sounding quote.
Yeah.
The cicada got him from the back.
Well, we'll get into that one later too. So, So Nelson explains that the cicadas want sugar. And that's why they're feeding on humans. Because just like trees, people have sugar in their blood.
Sucrose, glucose.
And supposedly, which they never really got into, were that the trees were cut down. And so the cicadas didn't have anything to feed on. Mm-hmm. And so that's why they were going after the humans. Mm-hmm. However, there were a lot of damn trees all over the place. So.
Moving right along.
They're driving along. And for some reason, there is this guy on the side of the road. He's selling roses.
Oh, this is going to be so fucking good. Look.
So they're trying to tell him to get off of the side of the road.
Rosas?
Yeah.
Rosas?
And he just keeps saying, every time they tell him he needs to leave.
Rosas?
And then, like, three cicadas come. Was it three? No, it was just one.
I think it was one. One cicada.
Just comes along and grabs the guy and starts carrying him away.
Look, this cicada had on a sweater vest. And it was muscular.
Oh, my gosh.
It picked up a 150-pound man into the air with no effort.
He just picks him up and starts carrying him away. And so Johnny says,
we got to get the fuck out of here.
No, Johnny says, maybe the guy is fine. And then the guy falls on the front of the car. Yeah, everybody screams and they drive off. And the guy rolls over the top of the car.
And at one point, you can clearly see it's a fucking dummy.
Of course.
It's a dummy.
Of course. Like,
what kind of bullshit? You couldn't even pay for a stuntman? What kind of shit?
There, a military copter is in the air.
Oh, God, the CGI on this shit.
So they're telling, the military helicopter is shouting at everybody to get away, go home. And there's a sleeping cat. Freeze asleep.
Oh, my God.
She's snoring. Yes, and we can hear her from where we are. She's not close. So anyway, military helicopter is shouting, telling people to stay home. They're not going to go anywhere. The government is taking control. They know what they're doing. And all of a sudden, the military helicopter gets attacked by the cicadas.
And does some wicked flips in the air. Yeah, and blows the helicopter up. And then boom.
Yeah. So then Cindy is trying to make out with Randy in the back of the car. Like, she is all over him. She might as well have been in his lap. She's trying to make out with him while Nelson and Johnny are trying to talk to this other soldier who's at a barricade.
Mm-hmm.
The soldier is at the barricade. He's telling them to turn around. And they're like, just let us through. It's okay. And Nelson's like, what are you guys going to do to save us? You can't do anything to get rid of cicadas. You need to just let us through. And the soldier is like, no, not letting you through. And then the cicadas are coming. They're trying to tell him he needs to turn around because, of course, the soldier has a gun. And he's like, ha ha, I'm not turning around. You guys aren't going to get me with that.
Yep.
The cicadas come along.
Three of them.
Grab them.
The army dude.
Pick him up.
In the air.
He yells, What did he say?
My country is.
Oh, my country has failed me.
And the cicadas
rip them in pieces.
Yes, but your country failed you.
Yeah. Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
And he says, "Ah, my country has failed me." And then they rip them apart. So.
Yep. Time to go.
Yeah. So then. They're passing by houses. They're just driving along. They're passing by houses. Houses are on fire. You can hear people screaming and yelling. And they end up at Nelson's house. Mm-hmm. He has bars on the windows and on the doors. So they're in Nelson's house. And they're talking about how his mom was a bug lady. That's pretty much all he knows. And... then he asks them, oh, he's saying, you know, they're going to have sex. The bugs are going to have sex and then they're going to die off. But we don't know what's going to happen. Are they going to actually go away? Are they going to stay around? Mm-hmm. What's going to happen mm-hmm. with them? Are they really going to die off? So they're going through all this speculation. So then Nelson is like, hey, you guys want to eat? So...
yeah, sure. I mean, this is hungry work, you know, yeah. trying to save our own asses.
So then Johnny and Nelson are at the table eating. Randy and Cindy are on the couch, and Cindy is feeling up Randy again. Randy's just laying there like, get this girl off of me. Like, Johnny's right there.
My best friend since childhood. Yeah. And I'm trying to respect this man by not having coitus with you. But you just like.
And Johnny doesn't seem to care either.
That's the crazy part. Like,
and Nelson is like, they seem pretty close. And Johnny's like, yeah, we've been friends for so and so long.
No, it just highlights how oblivious Johnny is.
So then they're doing a lot of talking. The whole conversation is pointless. I mean, they were talking about how Johnny fell from grace. Mm-hmm. So then they all need to go to sleep. And Nelson says, I have a room there. He says, do you want to wake up your friends? He says, no, leave them out here. They're fine. They look comfortable. So.
Might as well get your business in on the couch.
I guess. So Johnny goes to bed. He has this weird dream about the dancers in the strip club, and they're pouring sugar on another dancer, and they have a cicada, and they're talking about this, they want sugar, and he's like gripping his bat, and they keep saying, they want sugar, Johnny. They want sugar, Johnny. And then he wakes up screaming, of course. It was dumb. This movie was dumb.
And it was... It was.
Oh, so they're watching... when he wakes up, they're watching the news. And the news reporter, he starts talking about Caitlyn Jenner. And he's like, America's sweetheart, Caitlyn Jenner. And trying to talk about different stuff that she's doing. And... the chief of police, this big black guy, comes in and punches the news reporter out of the chair.
I am so proud of that man.
Yes. He's like, stop talking about her. And he's saying some other stuff. But then he's saying they really need somebody who knows bugs, who knows what to do. And so Johnny and Randy and Cindy... tell Nelson, we need to go to the police station because you know about bugs. You can help the police.
Right.
So then they end up leaving to go to the police station. For some reason, they get to a dead end of, it looked like they drove down an alley.
Right.
I don't know why, but they get to this dead end. They see there's bugs coming out. So they get out of the car. For some reason, Cindy is a whiz with this pool cue. and she can skewer all of these cicadas just poking them with this pool cue.
Brilliant.
That's how she's killing these things.
Meanwhile, LA is on fire, and these bugs are just randomizing the deaths of the population.
Yeah.
And it was at a very specific moment where they were thankfully rescued by tinfoil.
Wait, before they were rescued by the tinfoil, they were talking to the police.
Oh, right, they were. Yes. So they were talking to the police, the chief.
Yeah, because they saw all these police officers, they're trying to shoot, and they're all dying.
Picked up dead. Yeah.
And then the police chief comes along, and he's like, yeah, come on with me, you know, I needed some people that was going to help or something like that. Mm-hmm. So they're starting to fight the cicadas, and they do pretty well. And for some reason, Johnny hits one with the bat.
Hits it so hard, like his old baseball days, and it hits the top of the police precinct.
Where two cops were standing.
And the force of that hit combined with the... we forgot to tell them the bugs
are blowing up.
Because of the sugar, and sugar is a combustible element.
And they're going really fast.
And hit with enough force, it will go boom. Cicadas go boom if you hit them hard enough.
Anyway.
So Johnny hits this one so hard, he legit caused the bug to blow up a piece of the precinct where there's a cop on one part that went down.
Yeah, so a piece of it broke off, like somebody tore a corner of a piece of paper.
Yeah.
And threw it to the side.
That's exactly what it looked like. Yes. That's exactly what the fuck it looked
like. Yes, with the cop standing on top of it. Yes. That's what it looked like.
Yeah. Segoy, because, you know, that was just incredible. And, you know, no one's not going to get charged with murder because we're all dying off any fucking way.
So they're all happy. Everybody's cheering. And so the chief says, hey, do you guys want to go in and get some real guns? And yeah.
Yeah.
And he turns around. And, of course, there's a cicada on his neck. Kills him, and Cindy is sitting there with this look on her face like, of course that's what's happening. Like, she just has this, it's not like she's sad about it. She just has this weird smile. Like, of course.
Yeah, if I could get a screenshot of it.
Probably, I'll try.
Oh my God.
It was horrible. Crazy. So, then that's when the cicadas are coming after him, of course. They're trying to get into a building, and this guy with a tinfoil hat opens the door. He says, you should come in here. So they go into the door with the guy with the tinfoil hat, and they start talking to him. They're playing cards. They're gambling. They're drinking old granddad.
Old grandpap.
Old grandpap. Randy got bit in the arm.
Oh, yeah.
By one of the cicadas.
Oh, man. This is horrible. It's fucking horrible.
They're like, oh, it's probably not that bad. It's probably not that bad. And every time he lifts his hand, of course, blood is like squirting all over the place. So the tinfoil guy, he grabs some. He tells them they have to do something. I forget what he says, what the word he uses.
Homeless medicine or some shit like that.
And they take some aluminum foil, heat it over some fire, and stick it on his arm.
They cauterized a man's arm with heated aluminum foil.
Yeah.
Let that sink in for a minute.
And then they kept passing around the old grandpap. For some reason, it would be full. It would be half empty. It would be full again.
How the fuck? What kind of magic whiskey is this? You know, if we get this old granddad and that shit happens, hey.
So they're playing cards. Then the tinfoil hat guy gets up to go pee.
Yeah. In front of everybody.
Why and how, I don't remember. Oh, yeah. Through the window. A cicada comes flying through.
Yep.
Kills tinfoil. Old granddad.
Yep. Kills tinfoil.
Yeah. Kills tinfoil hat guy. They go running upstairs, and they see that they are in a candy factory where the boxes are labeled sugar candy.
What? I mean, is there any other candy in existence that doesn't
sugar
have
candy. Sugar? Sugar candy. So the sugar candy is laying out there. And they're like, oh my gosh, you know, so of course the cicadas are coming. They're fighting them off again.
And this is another moment.
Yes, another moment where Randy and Cindy are going through their thing. Now they're about to kiss. And Johnny, still oblivious, he goes downstairs. And they're having their whole thing about how, you know, she's tired of Johnny and she just wants to be with another man. And, you know, Randy's right there, basically. So then they finally go downstairs and Johnny says, oh, I thought you guys were killed. So
if you had any questions about Johnny's obliviousness,
yes,
this is that point.
Yeah. So then they're standing around talking. Another cicada comes in. This time,
it attacks
Nelson.
It attaches to Nelson's back, trying to get in the right position to...
Right, but it doesn't completely get there, but it got there enough that it did hit him, and he felt like he was paralyzed, because he kept saying he could not feel his Johnson. He couldn't move it. He usually moves it to the side, but he can't feel it.
You're worried about feeling your dick when your legs ain't moving? Motherfucker, what? What the fuck is wrong with you? Prioritize walking.
Hey,
I mean, if you're
trying, guys.
Look, if you are paralyzed from the neck down and you can't feel shit, don't worry about your dick. It'll work. It's your leg. Yeah.
I mean,
enough motivation will get it to work. Them legs, same thing, but fuck
oh
that.
My gosh.
Motherfucker, what?
Yeah, so he was worried about it. So then they were trying to get him. Johnny, for some reason, said he could walk it off, picked him up, was trying to motivate him to get up and walk.
Here you go. I'm going to let you go.
Like,
you're
going to
one
three,
foot in front of the other.
Two, one, and let him go. He fell flat on his face, broke his nose.
Ah, my fucking nose.
You so, dick.
Now there's blood all on his face. He tells Johnny, I don't want to do anything. He's like, we're going to send an ambulance for you the next day. And he's like, for what? I don't want to live like this, so I could poop in a bag. And he's like, you know what you have to do, Johnny. And
tell me why they call you. Show me why they call you Johnny Bash.
Right. So
Johnny got the bat, choked up on the motherfucker, and wham.
Yep.
Head.
Mashed his head.
Mashed his head with brain and a little eyeball.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then they just leave. Well, he drinks some more to old grandpap. And then they leave.
When you go kill somebody, you need some old grandpap.
They had figured out they needed to go since they knew that the cicadas were going to have sex one more time before they die off or go into the ground. They knew they had to go to the park and try and kill as many as they could before they went into the ground. And so Johnny was trying to tell Cindy and Randy that he was going to go by himself and they can stay. They didn't have to go. And Randy gave some dumb speech about how Johnny can do it, but he needs somebody to set him up.
Right.
Like how they did in Little League.
Right.
Randy couldn't win the game. He knew Johnny could, but he knew he could help set him up.
Right.
So they decided to go to the park and they started fighting these things.
And we saw some cicadas fucking again. And it was at this point, in the movie, we stopped taking notes and just watched the sheer absurdity of it all.
So, I think I stopped taking notes before that.
Oh, God.
It got that bad. It really did.
It got horrible.
Yeah. So, Johnny, Cindy, Randy, they're all trying to fight these things. I think Randy ran out of ammunition. They're like, they're being overpowered. So, he told them two to run away and go hide in this. There was this building.
Like some sort of rec, like a rec storeroom of some sort.
So he told them to go hide in that building and he was going to take care of the rest. And so they ran to hide in the building. She ran first. Mm-hmm. And then Randy and Johnny had this whole conversation. Take care of her. She's a good one. I didn't see it at first, or, you know, I wanted to say it. I didn't say it.
Yeah, I know you did. You caught yourself.
Yay. So they go run over to the building. They go into the building. They can't get it closed because there's cicadas.
Cicada legs.
Door. Yeah, there's cicada legs in the door. So.
Okay.
Cindy.
So Cindy gets an idea. She tells Randy to hold the door for as long as you can. So she finds a pole.
There just happens to be a pole.
A pole in the storeroom.
Mm-hmm.
Was able to wedge it between the floor and the ceiling of this little room. And she starts doing a stripper.
She started dancing.
She started doing a pole dance.
Yeah.
And Randy's looking like, oh, that's hot.
Yeah.
Oh, you like that? Oh, yeah, that's hot. That's real hot.
And
yeah.
Then she does this swing around and she kicks the door.
A WWE pro wrestling drop kick into the door, severing cicada legs in the process to get the door to secure nicely.
And then they end up ripping clothes off. CGI clothes are flying all over the place while they're on the floor.
So I don't need to paint you a picture of what's going on there, but Cindy finally got her wish.
Yes.
Good on you, Cindy.
While they're in there having fun, completely forgetting about their friend dying outside.
Fuck him.
Johnny goes over to the plate, to home plate with his bat. For some reason, the cicadas need to come at him from
left field.
Why?
Basically, left field. Like, literally
now,
and figuratively.
Anybody else, they're coming up behind him, on the side. No, they're coming right at him, of course.
Yeah.
He's seeing his dead coach in the clouds talking to him.
Do you want
to
be a boy or a man?
Yeah.
Don't He's take your eye off the ball.
That happened. And then he hits one of the cicadas. It goes whizzing through the air. It explodes.
And it looked like fucking fireworks.
And so many cicadas around explode and start falling to the ground.
Why? 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 Why in the fuck? Why?
And then, like five or six cicadas come along.
Johnny. Got him.
And starts carrying him away. He's yelling. And they tear him into pieces.
Johnny Bash.
Yeah.
You did good, kid. But you fucked up.
So then, Randy and Cindy, I guess, is the next morning. They come out of their hiding spot. And they're looking around. They don't see any cicadas anywhere. Except for the dead ones all over the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And they see the bat. And they realize, yeah, Johnny must have died. Because it's just the bat here now.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're like, oh, well, you want to go to Waffle House? And they start talking about Waffle House food.
I've had Waffle House. It's if you're drunk, it's good.
Yeah. So they start talking about Waffle House food and walking away. The end.
We're never going to see this fucking movie again. Be thankful that you got this recording. You want to see it? It's on Tubi. But it's on you. We tried to warn you.
You don't want to see it?
We tried to warn you. This is our warning.
This was one of the longest recordings that we had to do because it was that was a bad movie. It was just that bad.
Mm.
And for it to only be an hour and 22 minutes,
it took forever.
It felt like eternity.
Yeah, it took forever.
I'd watch Elves again. He's not coming back. He's done. So you need you. he went to go get his Uncle Nearest. This whole bottle, you are not. You just bought that bottle. You are not drinking that whole thing right now. No! I need some Uncle Nearest too. Well, not right now.
You better check out the bottle.
Anyway, you guys for enduring this with us because it was bad.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for watching Bad Movies and Booze. The Cicada edition, where
more drinking because some people might not be able to see you. You know, this is going on the audio podcast as well, right?
I don't care. I don't fucking care. For those that are on audio, I took two swigs from my Uncle Nearest.
Oh my gosh.
Look.
The movie was bad.
Don't watch it.
Don't watch
Please,
it.
Please, don't watch it.
And this recording wasn't much better.
No.
And we're sorry.
No, it wasn't.
We'll do better next time. Yes. With hopefully a movie that isn't as bad.
Yes. So that being said, thank you for coming in for another fun-filled WTF episode of Bad Movies and Booze, where... As long as you are of drinking age,
mm-hmm.
no matter where you are, please, please, please drink responsibly.
Yes.
And with that, we say
cheers.